It may not seem like it, given the campaign rhetoric, but Customs and Border Protection does patrol the nation's border with Mexico. One program to support that effort is called Land Border Integration. CBP awarded a contract to Unisys to update the technology for identifying people and cars and trucks coming to and leaving the United States. Joining me with more, Amy Rall, Group Vice President for the Homeland Security Practice at Unisys. Ms. Rall, great to have you on.
Thank you. Good morning.
Tell us what Land Border Integration, LBI, what is that program all about? Is that the spaces between the ports of entry, or is it the ports of entry, or both?
No, it's the ports of entry. So as you can imagine, when a traveler comes into the United States, they come in through many modes of transportation. The Land Border Program is exactly what it sounds like. So when they come across in a vehicle or they come as a pedestrian into the United States, this is the program that helps CBP officers make determination about the identity of the individual, the vehicle, the car that they're driving, the license plate on that car, and we provide the technology and services around those identification methods.
Now, when people cross, I guess one way or the other, they present, what, a passport, a driver's license? I mean,
sure, there's a number of forms of identification, obviously, with U.S. citizens. It's their driver's license or passport. With many travelers, though, there are identification cards that they're enrolled in, like the Sentry program or the Nexus program, which is the equivalent of the FastPass. CBP has already vetted those individuals and determined that they're safe travelers, and so they're able to enter quickly. We're looking at the other identification of their passport or other identifying documents that they have that are admissible for entry into the United States. And what we do is, if it's in a vehicle, we also then take a license plate read and are able to quickly help the officer determine any information about that vehicle that might be relevant to that traveler. Is it stolen? Was it used in something that was not good? So that the officer knows what sort of, you know, experience they're going to have with the traveler before they arrive at their booth.
And how does that all take place? First of all, there's an imaging technology, correct?
That's correct. So it's a sub-millisecond. We're very proud of that metric. And we snap multiple images of the vehicle, including the license plate itself and the person or people in the vehicle. And then in the case of the license plate, we're able to determine, I'm from Ohio. So is that big O in the middle of it the Ohio State University logo, or is that part a letter O of the license plate? We're able to strip out all of the vanity plate details and determine the license plate state as well as the numbers on the license plate, and then that's used to run a quick scan against typical law enforcement systems for license plate activity.
Can you tell if that's the plate that is supposed to be on that vehicle? Because plates and vehicles typically in state registration systems are tied together.
No, it's not meant for that. It's meant more for, is this plate used in any way that was nefarious? And so it may be that somebody switched plates, would still obviously be a bad thing, but we do not tie it to the state registration systems.
But if someone reported, say, a stolen plate,
then we would have that information, yes.
That would be on there.
Yep.
But what about the vehicles themselves? Is there anything that you can determine from pictures of the particular car or truck?
So that's really at the officer's discretion. We certainly have some information that they use in terms of, you know, the make and model and stuff like that. But they're looking at the vehicle themselves, and there's other technology that CBP uses, you know, for dogs and other types of equipment to see if there's, you know, an extra layer in the car that might have drugs in it. But that's not our part of the program. Our program is really about identity of the individual coming into the United States.
How does the plate relate to the individual? Suppose I borrow a car or rent a car.
So in that case, it wouldn't, right? It would simply be that it's just another piece of data about that individual came in on this car on this plate, right? And so you get to discover a pattern of behavior of travel.
How does that get used as a history builds for an individual and for a particular plate?
So that's not part of the LBI program, but CBP has a number of programs, and I don't want to misrepresent all of the things that they do with that data, but there's a number of programs where they are looking at risk and travel patterns and just basic entry data for travelers that are required for good law enforcement best practice that are used to make determination on entry, determination on risk, and understand about folks entering the country.
We're speaking with Amy Rall, Group Vice President for the Homeland Security Practice at Unisys Federal. The Land Border Integration Project, that's the legacy. That's giving way to something with a new name, correct?
That's correct, Tom. Recently, CBP conducted an acquisition titled the Integrated Traveler Initiative, known as ITI, which will be the replacement for that LDI program.
What happens under the new one?
So ITI is a continuation of all of the support of the technology at the ports of entry that we talked about previously. And in addition, we expect that in the future, we will be doing some level of technology refresh. Some of that equipment has been out at the ports for well over 10 years. It's long past its life, but it's very durable and reliable. We're proud of the fact that it's lasted that long, but we expect that we'll be looking at some technology refresh and then some new innovations around port technology, RFID readers, better monitoring and prediction of how the equipment behaves so we can continue to keep things up and running at a low cost for CBP.
Because with respect to video cameras, that's really a technology that seems old, but in fact, there's a lot of development going on in cameras and digital imaging, correct?
That's exactly right. In fact, there is a lot of next generation camera technology that we hope to be able to use, and the price points have come down significantly in that technology as well. So we're very excited about some of the imagery as well as some of the traditional RFID and reading of document travel documents that come in that we think will be a real improvement for the mission and officers.
As you update that gear, that's followed by a big software upgrade too.
Actually, it's not. Part of our secret sauce is that we have a kind of integrated framework that allows you to plug in new devices and new technology at the endpoints without having to significantly rewrite a lot of that software that sits in the middle. So we've got that piece solved without having to do a significant software rewrite.
And when does Integrated Traveler Initiative actually launch, or is it launched already?
So the award was recently made at the end of September, and there's a transition period going on right now, and we really expect to be geared up and going in the next 90 days.
Is this the same technology that's used to catch people that evade toll booths or don't have a working transponder?
So it's not. And the difference is that when you drive into a port of entry, we have to have a high 90%, it's the high 90s read rate on those license plates. And in milliseconds, tell the officer everything about that license plate information that we can get. When you think about a toll booth, if it doesn't recognize the license plate or if it doesn't catch it, you have little consequence. I mean, there's a fee, right? But there's no risk of safety to that officer or person when they're driving through the booth. And so in the toll booth systems, they have SLAs that are like up to 3 days later, somebody can look at the plate and determine who it was. We don't have that kind of luxury of time. And so we're operating at a much different threshold for capture and recognition. And in the U.S., there are thousands of vanity license plates. And there are new ones coming out all the time. So we're always updating those algorithms to account for that new specialty plate from a state honoring something or other that they've charged extra for.
If I get a vanity plate that says, "Hello, Amy," that one might go right back to you and for special flagging.
Well, we would certainly update the algorithm to strip out those images behind it and say that, you know, based on the font and the spacing and some of the other attributes of the license plate, we can still recognize that it's Virginia and "Hello, Amy" is just imagery in the background. If you decided to get a plate where the actual vanity letters were "Hello, Amy," well, then we could certainly read that very easily.
Amy Rawl is Group Vice President for the Homeland Security Practice at Unisys. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
We'll post this interview at federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.